We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We prepare as a community for the services remembering Officer Calvin Hall.
And because of the funeral services in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh near the University of Pittsburgh at Soldiers and Sailors, there will be a procession and there will be road closures. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from the Pennsylvania State Police is Trooper Melinda Bondarenka. Trooper, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start over on the North Shore. Gold Lot 1, half of it is closed to public parking this morning. Cash parking is not allowed in Gold Lot 1, as that will be the staging area for the police. The other half of the lot is open to lease parking. And as a result, Art Rooney Way is closed, and that portion of the General Robinson from the entrance to the parking lot up to the stadium is also closed. How many people, police officers, patrol cars, are you all anticipating could be in that lot when all is said and done this morning?
We're anticipating a large presence. I don't have an exact number. As of yesterday, it was up into the thousands.
And as is typical in these far too often events around the country, you get support from police officers all over, literally from many states around the country.
We do. When unfortunately something like this happens, we do get a lot of support from around the country.
So at 9:30 this morning is when we're being told closures will happen. Now, this will be as all of those police officers on the North Shore start making their way toward Oakland, correct?
Yes, that's correct. They'll start the closures at 9:30.
And we're talking about opening up basically a pathway so that this procession can make it through. When you're talking about closing the Fort Pitt Tunnel and bridge, do you have any idea how long it'll be closed?
I can't give you an exact number. It'll just be dependent upon how many police cars are going to be in attendance today. But once that whole procession is through that area, they'll open those closures.
And how will the Fort Duquesne Bridge be impacted?
You mean during the closures?
Right.
Well, obviously once it's closed down, traffic won't be able to travel on it. But once that procession goes through, it'll be reopened.
So exactly where will the Fort Duquesne Bridge be closed as far as the approaches to it?
So it's going to be closed when you're coming 65 inbound. It's going to be closed, the 279 on-ramp onto the bridge. And, of course, the Fort Pitt Tunnel end is going to be closed in the bridge inbound to 376 and East Carson Street.
And the Parkway West is going to be – East, rather. Parkway East is going to be closed from downtown all the way out to Oakland?
Yes, in the area between downtown and Oakland exits. And then the Grant Street access to 376 eastbound. And I know it's confusing. I actually have to look at it to make sure I'm saying it properly.
How important, from a police officer's standpoint, how important is this kind of show of support?
It's very important. Law enforcement, whether you work for the same department or a department 1,000 miles away, we're a united family. So it's very important to us, and we appreciate the support.
Yeah, one of the heartbreaking moments yesterday of many was seeing the parents of slain Pittsburgh police officer Paul Schullo, who came to show their support for the Hall family. And I know this bonds all of those in law enforcement at any level.
It does. It does. Even if you've never met that other law enforcement officer, they're still a brother and sister to you.
You know, Trooper, when we're talking about these closures, when you seal off these kinds of major roads, they're really, in Pittsburgh, unfortunately, because of our rivers, there aren't a lot of alternatives other than avoiding the area in the first place. So I get the impression that basically if you're on the Parkway West and they close the tunnel, then you're basically going to be sitting there until they reopen it, right?
Right. That's why we were trying to put this information out days in advance so people could find an alternate route and know precisely the time that we're going to start these closures. So either if they're going to sit in traffic, they have enough gas in their vehicle, maybe something to munch on and drink, or they time their appointments, or if they can do something else with their work schedule, they can prepare for it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with that information, and our sympathies to you, all of you in law enforcement who risk your lives for all of us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and you're welcome.
Pennsylvania State Police Trooper Melinda Bondarenka.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.